Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have been talking about how to instill faith in our children and how to strengthen that faith. Brother Miqdad, you said that there are 7 tips you will be helping us with to strengthen faith in our children. The first was the family life, and second was the instilling habits with patience, and third was creating identity, which we are still talking upon. You said that creating strong religious identity is very important, and we know there's culture identity, we know there are different kinds of identities, but as long as they do not confront or they do not oppose or become a hindrance in our religious identity, it's okay. But once they kind of become a hindrance, then our religious identity should be very, very strong as parents, as well as that will help us to create a strong religious identity in our children. We should be accepting and respecting the other faiths as well, but not be submissive. So we got to be having this strong religious identity. And in the end of our previous episode, you said that we should have this sense of gaira, we should have this sense of protection of our religion, we should feel responsibility, and we should make our children feel that responsibility of protecting their religion, not to abandon their faith on just if someone just bullies them over their religion. And do we have something more in the store?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So other points regarding how to inculcate or how to strengthen religious identity, especially in our children. One of them is to really work hard on the symbols of Islam, the big things, the big symbols that represent our faith, represent our identity. Let me mention a few of them. One of them is the event of Karbala.
Okay.
The more we are able to magnify it, the more we're able to make it big, make a big deal. The event of Karbala, the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the whole process of Azadari, basically, right? The more we make this a big thing, it has an impact and it creates an identity for us, right?
Right.
Children who have grown up and Muharram and Safar and Arba'in are big part of their lives, right? Every year when Muharram comes, they start wearing black clothes, they go to mosque every day, they sleep late nights, they have to wake up early mornings, they're tired, they've done matam, they at home things are changed, they've got a big flag at home, a black flag at home, they give out fatiha at mosque, they're very active. This has this ability to create this feeling that this is who I am, right? I'm attached to this event of Karbala.
Right.
This is a big symbol for Islam. And it creates an identity, right? On Ashura, for example, I don't go to school, I don't go to work. Timetable changes during these 10 days of Muharram. This plays an important aspect in creating this identity. Or, for example, another symbol is the event of Ghadir. So if Karbala marks kind of sadness and tragedy, the pinnacle of happiness and joy and celebration and festivities is a ghadir for us, right? Eid al-Ghadir should be that day where you eat 5 ice creams and 10 cakes, right? And you give gifts to everybody, the best of gifts, and you go and meet family, and you have loads of fun. It becomes the day of Ghadir, basically.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, brother, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have 2 boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Mikzad, and we're talking about the points how to create strong Muslim identity in our children. Brother Mikzad, you said that we got to be making the symbols of Islam big, like that of Karbala, and it's not just the sad events, but also the joyful events like that of Qadir.
So the more we make a big deal out of these symbols, the greater these are the
impact
religious
has.
Yeah, the greater impact and greater this religious identity is created within us. Again, this is from the Holy Quran, right? That these sha'air, we have to do ta'zim of the sha'air, right? Ta'zim of the sha'air is that you do, ta'zim means to make it big,
right,
to give it this grandness in it, right?
Right?
When we celebrate Ghadir, we make it a grand thing,
right,
a grand event, a very big deal. Karbala is a very big deal. Another symbol of our religion is the Quran, right? Again, the Quran should be a very big deal. When you have a Quran, a Mus'haf at home, when you pick it up, you kiss it first, right?
Right.
You deal with it in a very respectful way. When children see this in you, they see, okay, we've got plenty of books at home, but when the Quran is picked up, it's different,
right?
The Quran plays a very big role in our lives. We open the Quran as a source of reference. We take our instructions on what to do and what not to do from the Holy Quran. We reread the Quran. We read it with a lot of sanctity, right? We have, for example, how you interact with the Quran. You have wudu, for example. You read in a very beautiful way. We have competition. The best of competition that I've won, for example, it's not football. It's not basketball. Right, it's a memorization of the Holy Quran competition. Right.
And like while reciting, you don't like as you read other books, like lying on the sofa, spreading
exactly.
your legs. You sit modestly. You recite in a beautiful way.
Exactly. So these things really make these sha'air very big in our life, and they build about this religious identity. Again, another one is the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Right, that we do. Ta'zim of the Prophet. When we say his name, for example, we say alayhi salam, we recite the salawat after his name, right? For example, we have in a very beautiful hadith when a person comes to Imam Sadiq and finds out that he had a child, he had a boy who was born in his house, he asked him, what did you name him? And the person then said, I named him Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sadiq, when he heard this, the hadith says that he leaned so much out of respect for the Prophet that his face was very close to touching the ground. And then he said that may my life and my life of my children and the whole population of the whole world be sacrificed for the Messenger of Allah. This is ta'zim, right? This is how we deal. It's not just any ordinary name. It's the name of the Prophet that you touch it with the wudu. These things, they're an adab. They're a way we deal with these things that really have an impact in creating a religious identity.
Right.
Right. The way other cultures and other identities do as well. They have their own sha'air, whether it is things that are related to sports or things that are related to ideology, things that are related to values. They do a lot of big deals with this. We need to make sure that we create an identity within us with these very important sha'air.
Right. Well, brother, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother McDowell talking about the beautiful tips, how to instill faith in your children and how to strengthen that faith. And now Brother McDowell is giving us some of the tips. And the third tip that we are talking about is the creating a strong Muslim identity. Brother, you said that there are these sha'ir in Quran, there are these symbols, and we need to do ta'zim of them. We need to magnify them. We need to make them grand, big. You said that these symbols, when we make them big, they create a strong religious identity.
So these big symbols, what they do is that we need to create an emotional attachment to them, right? As I mentioned, Karbala, Ghadir, the Quran, the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt. The more we create these very strong emotional attachments to them, they become the sha'air that we stand by, that we affiliate with. And these then create an identity within us. And through this, what will happen is that faith will be created. True human moral perfection will be created, and our behavior will be also affected. So this is very important. Another way to create religious identity is to affiliate ourselves and to build a strong connection with people who represent this identity. And this is the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and in our time it's the scholars. One of the ways to create a strong religious identity is to have a very strong connection with the scholars. We have ta'zim of the ulama in our hadith that we have to do. We have to deal with the scholars in a very respectful way,
right?
In a very grand way, with a lot of sanctity. We have to
be respectful.
We also have to have a relationship with them in a way that we refer to them when we need some questions answered, when we need to find out how to live our lifestyle, and also our emotions. We are attached to scholars, basically. We love our scholars. They're the models that we want to be like. They're right. The ones that we go back to in terms of need. If we are able to, as parents, create a bridge between our children and scholars, it really helps create an identity.
Right.
For example, I always say, when you go to mosque, for example, and you have scholars in your mosque, always encourage your children to go say salam to the scholar, to the molana. Always
right.
Encourage them to kind of build a relationship with a scholar. This will really increase their relationship with these individuals that represent the religion, and also scholars of the past as well, right? The ulama and the scholars of the past that really represent our religion and are the models and the role models and the superheroes of our history and our Shia history. And if we create a bridge between them, this will have an impact in
creating
this
a strong
religious identity.
Well, that concludes this segment as well. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. We will be back with the upcoming sessions with more insights, with more tips how to instill and foster the faith in your children. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know? It's a way of life for all.